Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Hashtag Be Inspired by She Heals. How are you doing today? I hope you remember to give gratitude to God for waking you up this morning. Priceless. How have you been? Well, today I'm just going to talk about something that's really bugging me. And actually, I didn't discover it until yesterday. You know how you're around people and they all smile, doing well, you think they're okay and nothing is wrong with them? And then all of a sudden you find out that they're keeping so much inside just not to upset you. Has that happened to you before? Because it happened to me yesterday. There's a couple of people, they're always around me. You know, we're together, we laugh, we smile, we joke, we do everything together. And then all of a sudden, you know, we were talking and something came out and they started crying. And I'm like, what's going on? What's the matter? What happened? And they go, yeah, I'm stressed, this and that. One of them said, look, I have so much on me. I don't want to upset anybody. So I'm trying to keep it in, but nobody understands me. You know, just went on and on. And I'm like, what? Where did this come from? Every day I see you, you're happy. You're laughing. You're all over the place. Why didn't you tell somebody? Now, this is what leads to depression. If you ever have anything wrong with you, the best way to go about it is to find someone to talk to. That's what sharing is all about. I mean, I was explaining to somebody about She Heals, what it means. She Heals means sharing, healing, excelling. When you share, you heal and you excel. Now, this person I'm talking about is someone so close to me. And honestly, I see them every single day. I had no idea that they were hurting about something. You know, sometimes people are just so good at hiding what's going on with them that you could never tell. I found that so sad because I usually pride myself in being able to read people. But yes, I knew a few things here and there, you know, a hug, a smile would do things, but I didn't know it was that deep. I didn't know they were going through stuff they didn't want to explain to anybody. I didn't know they were going through the kind of trauma that even I wouldn't know they were going through. Now, the thing is, if you don't tell people, they're not witches and wizards. They can't read your mind. I mean, how do you want someone to help you if you don't open up and tell them what you're going through? Come on, people. I know a lot of people are going through so much and you're thinking to yourself, I don't want to upset anybody. I don't want to put my burden upon anybody. But there are people who don't see you as a burden, who will listen to you, who are ready to talk to you. You know, remember what they say, a problem shared is a problem half solved. But sharing it with the right people is also very important. You can't just talk to anybody. You have to find that person who you know will not judge you, but will also tell you the truth. Now, I hope you know that judging and telling the truth are two different things. Because somebody asked me, what's the difference? Judging will be just listening to you, or rather not listening, and just coming to a solution at the end and thinking, oh, it's you to blame, blah, blah, blah. Telling the truth is to point out where you erred or where you have to improve. That's different. You need to be able to distinguish between the two. I think a lot of us have people like that in our lives who can actually comfort us, but at the same time, tell us the truth. And most times our moms are like that. Moms are so, you know, yes, they can tell you off, but it's with love most of the time. I know some people say my mom is terrible, but on the flip side, a lot of people have moms who are always and will always be there for them. Moms have this way of sorting your issues out for you because they've been through it. They understand you better. At least most moms do. Some people have friends like that. Some have aunties. Some have cousins. Some have husbands, wives like that. Now, this goes to guys and as well as girls. As a guy, if your wife is your listening ear, talk to her. If she isn't, find a friend, a sibling, a relation, someone. I know this can, I mean, somebody said to me, my listening ear is my colleague at work and he's a guy and the colleague is a girl. I know these things, if there are no boundaries, can move on to there. But that's why as a partner, you need to listen to your partner. You need to be there for them to listen to them so they don't find somebody else to listen to. Some of you just talk. You hear, but you don't listen. It's two different things. When someone is talking to you and it's just coming into one ear and going out to the other one, like my grandma will say, then you're not listening. You're just hearing them. Listening will be to listen, to comprehend, to understand, to think about what they're saying consciously and begin to make meaning to it. That's listening. Hearing is, okay, I heard you, blah, blah. So you're not even thinking about what they said to you. Now, a lot of us here, we don't listen. Someone is talking to you, either your partner is complaining about something you've done, all you're thinking about is what you're going to respond with. You're not thinking about what they said and you're not listening. Some of you, when you have arguments with your partners, you're not even hearing them telling you what you're doing wrong because you keep doing it over and over again. And they're telling you, I don't want this. I don't like this. The way you talk to me, the way you treat me, you're not treating me well. You talk down at me instead of to me. You're not hearing that. You're just saying, why are you nagging? Why are you nagging me? Why are you doing this? Both men and women do it. It's time for you to listen. Listen to yourself. Listen to other people. Be a listening ear to someone. Let someone confide in you and you think about and offer preferred solutions to it. If you have a problem, find that person that you can talk to who will also listen to you. It's very important. Look, no man is an island. You might think that, why do I need to talk to somebody? I can sort my problems out myself. If there's something worrying me or bugging me, all I have to do is think about it and find a solution. Yes, you might be Super Mike. You might be one man action. You might be able to do those things by yourself. But sometimes you need somebody else's perspective to talk to you, to listen to you, to hear you properly, and to also proffer a solution or to think with you. You know, counselors are slightly different from friends. When you say advice, counselors will listen to you and ask you what you think you need to do about it, or how you need to sort this, or what you need to do. They don't give you the answers. They let you come up with the solutions. You know, so for example, if you went to a counselor and say, oh, this is happening to me, what he or she would do is ask you, so why do you think you're in this situation? How do you think you can sort it? What do you think you can do to make yourself better? Now, that's not an advice. That's just counseling. Advice will be, this is what you need to do. This is why you're in this situation. So you can go for either. You can find somebody who can counsel you, or you can find somebody who can advise you. Whatever floats your boat. Okay? My main issue is, please, whenever there's something bothering you, share it. If you've been through huts in the past, someone has abused you, someone has physically, mentally, whatever it is, or you have a grudge you're keeping, or whatever it is, find somebody to talk to. And I promise you, once you share, you begin to heal, and then you will ultimately get better and then excel. That's what she's all about. Well, I'll let you get on with it today. You know I love you guys. This is She Heals checking out. Have a wonderful day.